It's back where we began. Not sure this was Lady Mary's plan.
Well, it lasted, we had a ball.
But the world was not for turning upside down after all. Didn't we have the best of times? It gave us such a lift.
But piracy is now the basest of crimes, and the queen is rather miffed.
Captain Piper's in the clink. He'll swing from the gibbet, I should think.
If he's lucky.
We've got to lie low or we'll meet the same fate.
Would have been good to know that the captain of that ship was the queen's cousin before he walked the plank.
The repercussions are sure to be rank. They'll be dire.
Boys and girls, well we know it's time to count our treasure lie low and retire.
Just think of all that treasure though, waiting for us in those old tunnels.
I wager you and I will never see that treasure again.
How say you?
'Tis the way of the world, Ned. Sadly, only the rich get richer. Poor Tom O'Bedlam is destined to stay poor all of his life.
Where is my wife?
She is indoors, Sir John, practicing her skills upon the lute.
Perry, I have strange news. 7 starving Spaniards have been found near Falmouth. One of them speaks only in Latin. Pirates stole their ship, they claim. When asked what happened, unequivocally they blame Lady Mary. Preposterous, I know. But the Queen has sent her soldiers ostensibly to take Lady Mary into custody. My darling arrested. Perry, how can this be? All of you, come with me!
Extended herself.